This is HealthWise Radio. Herbal remedies, vitamins and supplements, diet, fitness, heart health and more. Brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Now here's your host, Julie Beaver.
Good morning and welcome to our show today. Happy Valentine's Day weekend, Family Day weekend. This is just a weekend that's going to be full of love. And we've got lots of love coming back for the Seaway Mall. As of February 16th, we are set to reopen. We're still under strict COVID-19 measures. So we do ask you to still wear your mask, practice proper social distancing measures. But we will be opening Monday to Friday, 10 to 7 p.m., Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday we'll be back to 11 to 5 p.m. And that will actually be starting Tuesday, the 16th, as Monday we will be closed for Family Day. I hope you'll all be enjoying that day with your family, whether it be in contact if you're close and in the same household, or by Skype or email or any way you can make that connection. On our show today, we're talking to Wayne Elliott. We're going to be talking about these beautiful Strauss heart drops, healthy hearts, as this is the Healthy Heart Month. Good morning, Wayne.
Hi, Julie. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thank you. I'm loving this weekend. This is one of my favorite holiday weekends of the year because it simply represents family love and togetherness. So I love it.
Well, it's a little special to me, too, because on the 14th, on Valentine's Day, I'll have my first ever 67th birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Wayne.
And it's Heart Month and Strauss Heart Drops, so it's a great time as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Now, we always talk about Strauss Heart Drops, and we're going to talk a little bit about them today. And then I have some questions about some of the other products that listeners have been contacting us with. So hopefully we'll get to a lot of them as well. And Wayne, we both love heart drops, and it started with personal stories. You yourself became in contact with this company because of your own health problems, right?
No, that's right. Luckiest day of my life when a friend of mine who was from Ontario, but had moved to British Columbia and went into business and the scrap business. And he had a heart attack and was so scared because they booked him for open heart surgery. And a friend of his, when he was telling him how frightened he was and so forth, pulled a bottle of heart drops out of his sweater pocket. And Ted got a bottle that day. And then his story from there was much like mine. Julie, it was the luckiest day of his life. He just turned 80. He's still my dear friend. I speak to him at least twice a month on the phone. I can never forget Ted. He introduced me to the heart drops, and he just had, you know, he still is in good shape. He's still in business at age 80. You know my story, Julie. I've been more alive in my second 30 years than in the 10 years previous to that. Mm-hmm. More energy, more will to do things, no anxiety. They helped me they saved me and they changed my life.
And we hear stories like this all the time with this product. And Wayne, one of the biggest questions I get with people listening is, well, I don't have anything. Why would I take them? Is it simply good prevention? If people have family history of heart health, cholesterol, is this a good product to help our body just prevent these issues?
Oh, Julie, there, you know, in my experience over almost 25 years now, there simply is nothing like it. And I'll tell you, speaking to a dear friend last night, this is heartbreaking for me, but speaking to a dear friend from ninth grade, he's been my friend, he and his twin brother, and a wonderful, caring man, had an attack, open heart surgery, and they bypassed four arteries. It was a quadruple bypass, and they took veins, he said, from his legs to use as to replace the arteries, and of course, he felt much better, I was talking to him yesterday. He's home and he felt much better. And he's a strong guy to start with an athlete. And so he tells me that they that they told him he didn't have a heart attack. He had a blockage.
Okay.
And I said, well, Primo, that the blockage causes the heart attack, the restricted blood flow. They said he was 90% blocked in four arteries. Here's the part that broke my heart. He said it wasn't cholesterol, Wayne. I said, well, why would you say that? He said, because my blood cholesterol was always good, and it still is.
Yeah.
That's what's been called the cholesterol myth by so many, Julie. I had no blood cholesterol when I wasn't well, because if it's stuck in your arteries or veins or tiny vessels even, it isn't in your blood to be tested. That's a blood cholesterol test. They can't see into your arteries. That takes an angiogram or one of the more invasive tests where they can see blockage. But it is plaque from cholesterol that does block and restrict our blood flow. So here I am trying to help my friend, and you know, they're convinced he doesn't have a cholesterol problem because his blood cholesterol level's low. Julie, 8 out of 10 heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol.
Yeah, it's so true. You know, I used to interview a gentleman, and he died in his late 90s. He was called the Garlic Guru, Charlie the Fox. And he always said, that's just, there's something wrong with the test. We need to look at the artery on a cross section so we can see what's stuck there, not what's floating, because it's supposed to be going through our blood.
Well, Jim Strauss always, after his own heart attack, and recommended for five arteries bypassed. He was really in bad shape when he had his heart attack at age 59. And so, you know, blood flow being the most important body function, you know, the two most devastating things that can happen to us is heart attack or stroke, which is really a brain attack, lack of oxygen to the brain. And if we keep in mind our blood carries everything, Julie, everything, the water, the wastewater, the medicine, the toxins, the food, the cholesterol. So this business of people don't need it, I've heard it 1,000 times or more myself, Julie, because their blood cholesterol level is normal or low. Well, if you have high blood cholesterol, it may mean your body's working perfectly in terms of you not clogging up, because the blood flow is also the only transportation with our garbage, our waste.
Yeah.
It all has to travel in the blood. So this is, it's been called the cholesterol myth, and it, I just hate it when people think, like my friend who just had the open heart surgery, who was just sure he was fine because his blood cholesterol level was low, and then he has to have this surgery, you see.
So
it's, you know, the thing about the Strauss heart drops is that if you, you know, the reason everyone will tell you, Julie, I'm sure, that they, like they tell me and like I experienced and your husband, I believe, is you feel more energy. Well, blood flow is energy. If you have restrictions anywhere to your heart, your brain, your arm, your feet, you will have an issue of some kind somewhere down the line. It's as simple as that. Or if it wasn't our most important body function, we wouldn't have 50,000 kilometers of veins and vessels and arteries in us.
Yeah, exactly. They're there for a reason. I don't think anything in the human body was put there on mistake. It's everything has its function and its place, and you're right. There's so much of it. It's definitely there for a reason.
Well, every single cell, from your toenails to your hair, every cell in your body, your immune system cells, every cell, all your organs need blood flow. That's why we have so many veins. What we have second most in us is nerves, some 9,000 miles of nerves.
Wow.
So they're both very, very important. But without that blood flow to a nerve, it doesn't work either.
No. Excellent. If you're just tuning in, this is the HealthWise Show. The HealthWise Show is on every Saturday morning. On our show today, we're talking with Wayne Elliott, and we've been talking about heart drops and the importance of blood flow. And Wayne, we talked a little bit about that cholesterol myth. The other thing I wanted to say is cholesterol is vitally important. Because of all of this high cholesterol business, we often vilify it. We need normal cholesterol for good brain health. So when we completely shut that off, we're having such high cases of dementia and brain issues. There's definitely a relationship.
You bet there is, Julie. And this is what Jim Strauss, and I, of course, taken the same position have against the statin drugs, the cholesterol drugs.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, none of them claim to remove so much as a grain of plaque if you already have issues. They don't claim to dissolve plaque.
No.
And increase your blood flow. What they do is your liver produces cholesterol because you're mm-hmm. right, Julie, we must have it. It's a body function of the liver. And so the statin drugs, for the most part, seek to to shutter your liver's function, govern it down, if you will. Like a governor they put on a truck engine so the driver can only go 55 or the same type of thing, or a governor, it's called.
Yeah, I know.
Comes down or shutters your liver. And, of course, the danger, Julie, and they warn of this, the statin drug manufacturers do, they ask people to get a blood test monthly, and that's to check for liver enzymes, to make sure you're not harming your liver.
Okay.
Your liver has many functions other than producing cholesterol, and that may be part of the problem or the issue for the serious warnings, Julie.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, if you're already clogged up, they I guess what these drugs purport to do is slow that process of further clogging.
Okay.
And look after your blood cholesterol level.
Yeah.
Well, cholesterol floating in the blood, not stuck somewhere, never gave anybody a stroke or a heart attack, as far as I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it restricts
the blood flow.
Yeah, it's the true conundrum of the cholesterol myth, and that's just something we can talk about for the whole show. But, you know, Wayne, I wanted to talk today, too, about some of the other products that people are asking about, and one of them is bladder, and this is a product that once was and has been brought back. Now, people are asking me, what is this used for? Is this just used to help prevent urinary tract infection, or is this used for more than that?
Well, I've seen it used for many things. I've used it. My mother used it for years when it was first available for years. They brought this original and the other three back by popular demand. It's incredible, and folks should notice a difference. If you were getting up a number of times through the night to use the bathroom, for example, and I've been times, I drink a lot of water at night in the evening. I used to be 4 and 5 times a night, and of course that can disturb our sleep. My mm-hmm. poor mother suffered that, and she didn't go back to sleep so easily. So she really suffered without sleep because of that. Within a week, sometimes within a couple of days, folks notice a difference. I did. My mom did. Virtually everyone that I've had anything to do with does. So if you want relief for, you know, incontinence and inability. My mom had these issues too, where control was difficult.
Okay.
You have to go so urgently. Sometimes you have to go so urgently, but you aren't able to empty your bladder. Well, mm-hmm. these are all issues that largely can be caused by bacteria. The Strauss bladder formula has some great antibiotic herbs in the formula, Julie. As well okay. as just good supportive herbs, or almost like foods, if you will, for that organ, for the bladder. And that all of these Strauss formulas really help support our body to do what it's supposed to do. And that's the beauty of it. So urinary tract infections, we had a wonderful mm-hmm. on a radio show in the United States yesterday. A lady was so grateful after so many years of UTI she claimed to have suffered with, the urinary yep. tract infections. Tried everything, was doubtful when she got the Strauss bladder because nothing else had helped her,
mm-hmm.
and was raving about how, you know, she didn't have the issue anymore. And this is, you know, it's just a great formula. And I'll tell you, Julie, since Strauss started to manufacture it again, this is the original formula.
Yeah.
It's selling like hotcakes. I know that, they tell me. So mm-hmm. great formula. I think there's a ton of people. All the readings I've done, there's just a lot of people that have the issue. And it's like anything else, Julie. First of all, the bad bacteria is not good anywhere in our body.
Yeah,
but
sure.
to clean something out, it's like maintenance. It's like changing your car filters and oil and your furnace and so forth. So our bodies are really no different. And you can't diet or exercise toxins out of your body. You can't
no.
do it. It's not possible. So, you know, you have largely, Julie, because so many of our foods are GMO now or contain GMO, seedless, and all the rest. Our foods always did it, or we're supposed to do it, but we can't get it in our foods now. So that and other supplements that I know you sell in your store, it's a great store. Full spectrum minerals, vitamin C, vitamin D, B compound. These are all things we need today. I take them every day, Julie.
Yeah. And it's funny, you mentioned this before on the show, Wayne, and people will come in and they'll say, well, where's the Strauss of these? You don't actually make these from Strauss. You just recommend these because you know that most people are needing them right now.
Well, yes, and that I'm always honest with people. I'm taking them myself.
Yeah.
And if I don't take the full spectrum minerals, for example, my mom was the same way. I would get leg and foot cramps, which are most unpleasant, especially in bed. And the minerals, because it's not in our foods, not in the soil, it's depleted, so it's not in our veggies. And some of us, you know, will have symptoms such as that, bad cramps. I take the minerals, the full spectrum minerals, Julie. I don't get the cramps.
Excellent.
And vitamin C, that's there was two Nobel Prizes given to Dr. Linus Pauling 100 years ago for his proof and work that vitamin C deficiency is definitely bad for our health. Mm-hmm. Everything from scurvy on down the line. And D3, when you're older, I had several blood tests that I was, that was the only thing wrong. My D3 was... And so I've supplemented more since, and we don't take it in as well from the sunshine as we do when we're younger. Mm-hmm. I'm a good example of that. So D3 is important, and I think B compounds. See, they are what's missing in our foods now are some of these vitamins, minerals, and enzymes that nature put in there. You can't duplicate nature, so these foods are just not as good as the foods I grew up on. You can taste the difference if you are as old as me.
And honestly, I think they've actually proven that nutrient depletion in our soil has led to drop in nutrients in produce across the board. So if you can buy organic, that's a great way. Know your farmer, because knowing close local farmers is a great way, because, you know, there's a lot of people who really care for the product they grow. So when you know who's growing it, you're often getting a better product.
You bet. And then the lucky folks that that take the effort to grow their own gardens, that's the best of all. You can get heritage seeds, use great products like Iron Earth, don't use any chemicals in your garden, and just grow fabulous vegetables like we used to have. I love this. We've grown a community garden, and a couple of my sons have big gardens. And I just love to snap off, I love romaine lettuce, to snap off a leaf of romaine. It starts to bleed white chlorophyll immediately. And boy, it tastes like lettuce used to taste 40 years ago when I was younger. And it's one of my favorite. I have it every day. You know, it's important. If it's not there, and it makes sense, Julie, if it's not in the soil, the vegetables can't get it. And if they aren't getting it, how are you getting it?
Exactly.
The enzymes, the vitamins, the minerals. You're not.
Yeah, we got to take care of that and make sure we're getting enough of everything. And sometimes we have to do that through supplementation. That's why I've always loved working at HealthWise and HealthWise here at the Seaway Mall. We've been open for 30 years for all of your healthy shopping needs, and we are still open. And starting on February 16th, the mall will be reopening. Seaway Mall will be accessible again. Most of our stores opening. Please keep in mind, some will not be yet, and we will not be allowed to have mall walking or bench sitting until further notice. So come in, get what you need. The new hours starting Tuesday, February 16th is 10 to 7 p.m. Monday to Friday, Saturday 10 to 5, and Sunday 11 to 5. We've been talking with Wayne Elliott today, and we're talking with the Strauss family of products. Wayne, I had asked you about the bladder drops, because we've been having customers, as you mentioned, coming in more and more. So they're not just for urinary tract. We can sort of get a better control of our bladder with them. Do they help strengthen bladder? People are having issues like fallen bladder or prolapse. Does it do anything for these type of conditions?
That's hard to say. My mom actually was one of the first to have the surgery And another dear, one of my best friend's dad invented the surgery. He was a obstetrician gynecologist, quite a famous surgeon, and that effectively ties ladies' bladders up, if you will, after childbirth when some women have this problem. But all you can say is this, that there's just no question. A person will know, Julie, if they take this bladder formula. They will notice any difference that they experience. It's unmistakable, you know. If we're really only meant to urinate about 8 times a day, well, geez, if you're doing that 4 or 5 or 6 times through the night, unless you're Rumpelstiltskin and you're sleeping half the time, that's no good, you know. And so it's the other things that can affect Julie, and of course, sleep. A lack of good sleep is well known. I mean, that's when we heal. That's when our bodies repair. That's when we recharge. And so you can really only get away with, especially if it's poor sleep, because you're getting up so often, if you never get into that REM sleep, the rapid eye movement, where that's really our best sleep is the deep sleep. And I believe so many people just never get into REM sleep. And of course, this will cause fatigue. And we all know what we're like if we don't get sleep.
Oh, gosh, yes. I'm not a very nice person. I try to be nice most of the time. I really do. But yeah, it does affect you. And getting consistent lack of sleep, boy, does that ever affect. That affects every aspect of your life, your mental well-being, your weight. Just, you can't even say what that does.
Yeah, Jim Strauss always said that he would give me heck for not sleeping enough when he would come here a month at a time. And I had such energy I would work as long as I wanted.
Yeah.
I'd be done at midnight or so, and he'd get up through the night, and I'd still be sitting there doing my day job at the table, and he would give me heck for that, because you really do. I just felt so much energy, I somehow got away with that, but it's... No, to go with too little sleep, fatigue is a form of pain. Julie, so if you are going without sleep, any of the folks, one thing that you can do that's good for your body and fatigue or any pain is blue foods. So blueberries, blue grapes.
Okay.
Blue foods are best for pain. But
excellent.
Best if you go to the source of the problem, though, if you're not getting enough sleep. So the bladder is good for so many things. I think that's why it's doing so well. Strauss only brought the formula back, I think, in November, December, Julie, and it's been quite remarkable, they tell me, that the number of people that have tried it. And, of course, there's no contraindications with any pharmaceuticals and whatsoever, or any other thing, really. It's all herbs you could grow in your garden if you chose to.
For sure. Yeah, because it gets pretty high, like women over the age of 50. I think it's somewhere along like 1 in 2 of us have issues with incontinence and bladder. So it's pretty high up there. And for women who have had children, it's extremely high.
It's higher still. That's right, Julie. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's higher still, and starts at a younger age for the mom. According to statistics, men, it's a bigger issue when they have prostate issues. So there's also another original formula Strauss brought out last year was the prostate formula. That saved my dad from losing his prostate. He lived, after taking that for 3 months, Julie, years ago, he instead of having his prostate removed, he died 12 or 13 years later with a healthy prostate, and never did have the surgery and never took any more medicine for it. So it's a great formula. Same thing, no contraindication with any drugs or any other thing. It's more like foods.
Okay.
And your satisfaction is guaranteed. That's what I love about Strauss, Julie. If anybody's dissatisfied, they get a full return of their money.
Me too. It makes us very confident and comfortable at the store selling the products when there's that type of guarantee on it. And Wayne, I know we'll be talking about our Strauss products again. And as we get closer to men's health, we'll be talking more in detail about the prostate drop. So thank you so much for joining me again today. It's been great speaking with you, and a very happy birthday to you tomorrow. I guess February the 14th is your big day.
I don't celebrate it so much anymore. I wish they'd start going backwards, Julie, but that's the way it goes. Happy Valentine's Day to you and everyone else, and have a great, healthy weekend. God bless. Until next time, Julie.
Thank you. And for all of our listeners out there, I wish you a very happy Valentine's Day weekend, Family Day weekend. Remember, we're closed on Family Day, Monday the 15th, and reopening the 16th, and the Seaway Mall will be reopening as well. Remember, we need to keep those numbers down, so wear your mask, practice social distancing, and be nice to all the staff. Thank you to all of our listeners out there. Have a very healthy and happy weekend.
HealthWise Radio with Julie Beaver, brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Contact Julie at 905-735-4490, toll-free at 1-888-889-7444 or healthwiseonline.com.